This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Roger Stone picking up the baton from my colleague Owen Schroyer. You can see Owen and I every day at 5 o'clock Eastern on the War Room, where we break it down for you and provide pithy political analysis and rabble rousing. I think I've now seen it all. You see, Hillary Clinton has come forward to say that the woman who has accused Brett Kavanaugh of assaulting her when they were both teenagers, a charge for which she has no evidence or corroboration or witnesses, Hillary Clinton now says this woman deserves to be believed. Really, did Juanita Broderick deserve to be believed? Or Kathleen Willey? Or Paula Jones? Or dozens, literally, of other women who were sexually assaulted and worse by Bill Clinton? You see, as I document in my book, The Clinton's War on Women, this is the definitive oppo dump on Bill, Hillary, and their greedy little daughter, Chelsea. Bill had a technique in which he would assault a woman and bite through her upper lip in order to dislabel her. This is not just reported by me, but also reported by NBC and the Washington Post. Three known instances, including Juanita Broderick, whose book is famously titled, "I'd Put Some Ice on That If I Was You." Bill Clinton, as I demonstrate, had a series of violent sexual assaults against women. Let's be clear. We're not talking about consensual sex. We're not talking about infidelities. We're not talking about indiscretions. We're talking about violence against women. Hillary Clinton is the enabler of this. She's the one who hires the heavy-handed private detectives and the mean lawyers to bludgeon these women, bully them, threaten them, surveil them, ensure that they do not come forward either to tell their story or to respond to government subpoenas. So Hillary Clinton, who runs for president as an advocate for women, is in fact a torturer of women. And now for her to say that this woman deserves to be believed, well, what then of her husband's multiple victims? It's an extraordinary day in Washington in terms of the ongoing hypocrisy of the left. Here you have, in this assault on Judge Kavanaugh, the second violation of one of the most basic of journalistic rules. They are printing an allegation without any second source. Now, Judge Kavanaugh has a witness. There was another man who she identified as being present when this incident allegedly happened, and he says it never went down. So this is a fake news cudgel that is now being used to try to delay and kill the nomination of Brett Kavanaugh. It's extraordinary that in the wake of the New York Times violating their ethic that they need not publish anonymous information, we have the second instance of the mainstream media pushing a narrative that is without corroboration. I'm Roger Stone. You're at the Alex Jones Show. We're at InfoWars. We may be an endangered species if the tech left gets their way. We're in an epic struggle, and we need your help. I'll be right back.
Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I'm going to speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta-glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139.
Discover trends and global developments years before they happen, right here on The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Roger Stone.
Welcome back to The Alex Jones Show. You know, last weekend was an extraordinary weekend for the forces of freedom. We had two terrific events. One was a conclave of the Proud Boys that was held in Las Vegas, Nevada, and the other was the mother of all rallies. I had originally planned to meet with the Proud Boys in Las Vegas. Unfortunately, due to a backup on a bridge, I missed my flight from Dulles International Airport to Las Vegas by minutes, and therefore was stranded in D.C. While walking through the lobby of a hotel that I had taken just to get a few hours sleep, I was reminded that the mother of all rallies was that very day in down on the mall, and that I had been asked to speak but had to decline because I thought I would be in Las Vegas with Gavin McGinnis and Milo Yiannopoulos and Jacob Engels and Tyler White and others in that important movement. By the way, the Proud Boys are not white supremacists. We are not neo-Nazis. We are not bigots. We are not haters. This is not a white supremacist sign. That's a lie. This means okay. And always has. When we do this, we do not do it as a secret hand signal to white supremacists. I worked for the president who brought us affirmative action. I worked for the president who desegregated the public schools. I worked for the president who gave us the Office of Minority Business Enterprise. I worked for the president who ensured passage of the 1958 Civil Rights Act, the first major piece of civil rights legislation after Jim Crow. And now I support the president who's brought African American unemployment to the lowest level in American history. So no, we reject white supremacy. We reject racism. Now, to the rally. I was walking through the lobby of my hotel, and I saw a patriot wearing a MAGA hat who reminded me that the rally was that very day. I contacted those who had originally invited me and arranged to go down to the mall. Here's a film clip. It was a great time.
What's amazing to me is with the implacable opposition of the two-party duopoly that ran this country into the ground, the Bushes and the Clintons working together, who gave us endless foreign war without our inherent national interests being clear, a stagnant economy where jobs were scarce and hard to find, immigration policies that leave our streets and neighborhoods safe, unsafe, trade policies that are good for our trading partners but suck the jobs out of America. A housing crisis. A student loan crisis. When they say Barack Obama was a great president, what the hell are they talking about?
There it is, one of the better moments from what was a terrific rally where I saw so many old friends and made so many new ones. And I think it is important that those who support the president, those who are Republicans, those who are libertarians, those who are liberty-oriented, recognize that we're facing an all-out assault to kill the flagship of this movement. That's Infowars.com. In the 40 years I've been in American politics, I've never seen anything nearly as coordinated and transparent as the attempt to destroy Alex Jones. It is not coincidental that on one day, Facebook, YouTube, Spotify, Apple, and dozens others ban Infowars and the Alex Jones Show. It is not coincidental that after Mr. Jones goes to Washington and he goes into the lion's den to confront those who smear us in terms of our beliefs as the rationale for silencing us, that Twitter bans him for life. Welcome to the club, Alex. It is important that everybody understand that this is the single most important fight facing conservatives today. Because without a voice, we can have no impact on immigration issues or economic issues or foreign policy issues or any other issue or challenge facing the country. It is essential that Alex Jones's voice be preserved and that InfoWars continue as it is today as a beacon of accurate information, information you won't hear from the mainstream media. Now, there's a reason we can do this. You see, cable television has big multinational sponsors. And if the people who are selling breakfast food that sponsor your show don't like what you're saying, well, you can't say it anymore. We have complete and total independence here at InfoWars because Alex Jones and his team have developed our own brand of various products. And it is only through the profits made on those products that we subsidize what we do here at InfoWars. It guarantees our independence. And it has to underwrite the cost of these multi-million dollar lawsuits that are launched at InfoWars simply to shut us down. Here's how it works. First, you dig up a completely false allegation against Alex Jones. You distort what he did say, or you take it out of context. Then you file a lawsuit around that fabrication. Then you take the headlines from that lawsuit's release and you take it to those who are arbiters of who will and will not be on social media, and you have an insidious plot to kill InfoWars. I don't imagine that the days ahead are easy, and easier does Alex Jones. But that which does not kill us makes us stronger. So go to the InfoWars.com site now. Let's take a look at what we have up. Some extraordinary specials here. And there is a difference. In other words, there are other male vitality formulas out there that you can get. And they tend to have substandard ingredients. They're overpriced, and very few of them are effective. Here you have a combination, a fusing of both ancient herbs from Chinese medicine along with cutting-edge, newly discovered nutraceuticals to build a formula that helps the libido, athletic performance, mental clarity, and the works. I cannot recommend this highly enough, and this is an incredible price. At Whole Foods, you would pay more than our retail price. Today, you can get this terrific product, Super Male Vitality, for $34.95. It's a steal, I'm telling you. And there you've got over 4,000 satisfied customers. So do yourself a favor and help keep us in the fight. Without your loyal support for the InfoWars.com store, Alex Jones's voice will literally cease to exist. Think of all the comedy that we'll be missing. No, we have to keep Alex Jones and InfoWars strong and vibrant. We must remain resolute in the face of these cyber bullies who would silence us. And while you're at the store, get your copy of Stone's Rules, my new field guide for victory. No warrior will want to be without this book. And you can get it now for $22.99 at the InfoWars.com store. This is different than my other books. It is a blueprint for victory. Whether you're in politics, business, tech, industry, agriculture, fashion, these are rules that work for everybody, men and women, who want to move ahead in the game of life. We here on the other side are going to be taking a hard look at Bob Woodward. We also have a very special video report for you about Eric Bolling and the questions surrounding 9/11. I'm Roger Stone. I'm sitting in for Alex Jones, and you're on InfoWars. We are the tip of the spear. We are the cutting edge of the revolution. We are the people the left is afraid of.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
My fellow Americans, let me make this perfectly clear. You're listening to Roger Stone on InfoWars.
Last week, I reported here on the Alex Jones Show that sources told me that Donald Trump Jr. Was in the crosshairs of Special Counsel Robert Mueller because he had lied to the FBI about the perfectly legal Trump Tower meeting. I now subsequently learned that that report was incorrect, although I believe that Mr. Mueller may still be looking at the president's son because he was one of a limited number of family members who had the authority to approve the payment from a family trust that went to Michael Cohen for the reimbursement of Stormy Daniels. But unlike CNN, where Carl Bernstein claimed that Cohen would tell federal investigators that Trump knew about that meeting in advance, something the president has always said is untrue, when we make an error on CNN, we correct it and quickly. And I did. Let's take a quick look. You would think that a real journalist would then go to the air and apologize and retract and correct. Well, that's the difference between CNN and Carl Bernstein and we here at InfoWars. Case in point, I reported almost 10 days ago, incorrectly as it turns out, that Robert Mueller was seeking to indict Donald Trump Jr. for lying to the FBI about the Trump Tower meeting. I now know and want to report that that report was incorrect, that in fact the FBI, contrary to what my two sources told me, have not interviewed Donald Trump Jr. And there you have it. And our apologies to Donald Trump Jr. I particularly enjoy his Twitter feed. I think he is feisty and a combative and important supporter of his president, the father's reform agenda. The big news, of course, in the political establishment is the attempt to use veteran journalist Bob Woodward as the battering ram to destroy the presidency of President Donald Trump. Woodward's publishers have published 1 million copies of his new book, in which even Woodward admits that after 2 years investigation, he could find no evidence of Russian collusion. So he flipped the script. Now, the theme of his book is that Trump is an unhinged madman, that he's a mentally unbalanced dummy who would blow up the world, except for the fact that he is restrained by a group of neocons who just happen to be friends of Bob Woodward. The problem here, of course, is that Woodward has not the greatest track record when it comes to veracity. My own book, which I have co-authored with Tyler Nixon, Woodward and Bernstein, The Godfathers of Fake News, will be available shortly. Delayed by some wrangling among lawyers, this book will be a blockbuster. I believe we have joining us today a man who knows firsthand of the lies of Bob Woodward, Larry Casey, a longtime Republican activist, nephew of one of the greatest CIA directors in American history, Bill Casey. Now, Bill Casey was a pioneer of the Goldwater movement, was for many years the attorney for National Review, a good friend of William F. Buckley's, a close and tight supporter of President Richard Nixon, both in power and out. But he rose to his most, broadest acclaim when Ronald Reagan asked him at the last minute to jump in as his campaign manager in 1980, which Casey did with great effectiveness and zeal. Casey, a strong anti-communist, went on to become the head of the CIA. Now, Mr. Woodward would have us believe that he snuck into Bill Casey's hospital room after Casey had been felled by a stroke, and that Casey had not only confessed the crimes of Iran-Contra, but had also expressed disdain for a man that I know he loved, President Ronald Reagan. I think we have Larry Casey with us, who is a nephew of the late, great Bill Casey, and I'd like to talk to him about this. And there we go. Excellent. So, look, I know, Larry, that you know this history intimately, and I'm delighted that you can join us. So help us here. Did Bob Woodward sneak into Bill Casey's room and get a scoop?
Roger, he never got in the room. It's my understanding that, and I've talked to the CIA security about this, my aunt and my uncle, my aunt and his daughter had a 24-hour duty at bedside helping him out. And then CIA security had 24/7 security on him, and he had private duty nurses that were around the clock in the room. And so there was no way he could have gotten in that room. And in fact, I have learned from the Secret Service, well, the CIA security, I should say, that he had tried to come up on the elevator wearing hospital scrubs and a mask, and got off the elevator, and the CIA security got him at that point before he even moved down the corridor. He might have been able to look into the room through a window, but that's about as far as he got. He never did get in. And even if he did get in, my uncle was in no condition to speak. And he certainly showed a lot of callousness in even trying to come in seeing a person in that condition. But my uncle could not talk. And that's been well documented in the New York Times and other papers and journalists for many, many months and years afterwards.
Well, there you have it from a family member. Bob Woodward lied about one of the biggest scoops of his entire career. This is not inconsistent with his other lies. He lies about ever being a military intelligence naval briefer for the White House. He says it in an interview that you can hear at Texas A&M in the archives. Yet we have direct quotes from the Secretary of Defense, Melvin Laird, the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs, Admiral Tom Moore, who confirm that Woodward was a military briefer in the Nixon White House, a matter that he denies. Larry, thank you for joining us here on InfoWars and the Alex Jones Show and shedding light on Bob Woodward's perhaps greatest lie.
Thank you, Roger. And if I do recall, even when Attorney General Meese and other people tried to go in to get his resignation, he couldn't speak then either. And my aunt was the one who had to handle everything.
There you have it, the stone cold truth right here at InfoWars. Thank you, Larry Casey. I will be sending you your copy of Woodward and Bernstein, The Godfathers of Fake News. And there you have it. Stay tuned. It'll be available at the InfoWars.com store, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and where all great books are sold. So we are now in a new age in America where the charge, the baseless charge.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com. Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Hi, I'm Kelly Cook, Chief Marketing Officer for Kmart and Sears. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Kmart to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together, we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Kmart's team today at marchforbabies.org.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
And the greatest mayor, Mr. 9/11, Rudy Giuliani. And you're listening to Roger Stone on InfoWars.
Welcome back. I'm Roger Stone, and you're here on the Alex Jones Show. It's always great to get picked up on Matt Drudge's Drudge Report. I woke up this morning to find excellent coverage of a speech I gave yesterday to the 45 Club of Palm Beach. This is a independent club of the supporters of President Donald Trump. We had an enormous crowd and a lot of enthusiasm in the room. My special thanks to Joe Budd and Sue Snowden for putting together this terrific event. I talked at length about why the Russian collusion hoax is meant as a distraction from the much larger and serious crime of the hijacking of the 2016 election by the Obama Justice Department and the Obama FBI. In fact, the Obama administration meddled in the American election, put their thumb on the scale, utilizing a phony dossier provided by Hillary Clinton, but with information supplied by Russian intelligence. Oh my goodness, that's collusion. Then they use that as the underlying rationale for the surveillance of Donald Trump's campaign. We now know this, even though the fully redacted Carter Page FISA warrant application tells us that they had no other evidence whatsoever of Russian collusion. Now we have the text messages from Lisa Page admitting that until the appointment of Special Counsel Mueller, they had no evidence of real Russian collusion. This has been an extraordinary witch hunt, but it's one that I must tell you has been enormously expensive for yours truly. If you don't know where this stands, let me tell you. At least 12 of my current or former associates have been interrogated by the FBI. Of those 12, 8 of them were asked extensively about my association with Alex Jones and InfoWars. I believe as many as 5, perhaps more, of my current or former associates have been dragged before the grand jury. CNN reported that all my financial and banking records are being examined by the special counsel. We know that I was under full surveillance, although the terms will be very interesting to the American people, starting around May of 2016. Think about how chilling that is. Somebody reading all of your emails, your text messages, listening to your phone calls. Violation of the Fourth Amendment. Probable cause? None. I have no foreign contacts. I'm a patriotic American. My sin? Supporting Donald J. Trump for president. My other big sin? Appearing on InfoWars to tell the truth. It's why they wish to silence me. Now, as some of you know, I have already been subject to a defamation lawsuit, which I won. I also was sued by an Obama-directed front group, and that lawsuit was dismissed. Now I am being sued by the Democratic National Committee in another frivolous, sore loser lawsuit. The Senate Intelligence Committee wants to look at every document in my possession, millions and millions of emails. The special prosecutor is, of course, running around poking into every aspect of my personal life, my family life, my social life, my business life, my political activities. Very little of it have anything to do with the 2016 election or Russian collusion. This is costing me an enormous amount of money, and it threatens to bankrupt me and my family. Online stories that say that I'm worth $20 million are planted to dissuade you from contributing. You can go to stonedefensefund.com and help the Stone family with an immediate contribution. That's stonedefensefund.com. Somewhere here, there we have there's the website, but we have a graphic that gives you the actual address, stonedefensefund.com. Please send your most generous contribution because I need your help. You see, they seek to pressure me into testifying against our president, and that's something that I will never do. But to fight them, it will cost as much as $2 million, and that is money that I do not have. Please go to stonedefensefund.com with your emergency contribution today. And while you're at it, go over to the InfoWars.com store and find that donate button, because these are interrelated fights. You see, they seek to shut InfoWars down, to wipe us off the digital map, before they make their move on the president. They want to silence me. They want to silence Alex Jones. Only by your loyal support can we win this fight. Now, at InfoWars, you can help in two ways. You can buy one of our terrific products, a T-shirt, a nutraceutical, or you can just get a generous donation. Let's show the donate button there for folks who are unclear how to find it, because I urge you to dig deep and give a contribution to that effort as well. Alex Jones and I both need your help, and we make no bones about it. They ask me constantly about whether we have a blue wave coming. There was a terrific piece by Matt Drudge in which he fears that we may have a Democratic tsunami. As a veteran of 40 years in American politics, I can tell you it's actually too early to say. The president has yet to frame this election, but he took a step in the right direction yesterday when he followed the advice that we've laid out here at InfoWars and began the process of declassifying the documents that will expose what the Obama administration was up to in the 2016 election. It's far worse than the allegations of Russian collusion. If one more liberal tells me, oh, the Trump Tower meeting with Donald Jr., please give me a break. That meeting was a setup. It's also perfectly legal. There is no evidence of Russian collusion. There's no evidence of WikiLeaks collaboration on my part. This is all meant as a distraction to the incredibly egregious crimes that they are involved in. When we come back, Eric Bolling and Alex Jones at the top of the war room will go head-to-head on 9/11. This has to be clarified. It is nothing short than epic. I want to thank you for joining us here at the Alex Jones Show today and recognize that the struggle that we find ourselves in is the test case. If they succeed in silencing Alex Jones, if they close down InfoWars, there's no telling who is next. Is it Breitbart? Is it the Daily Caller? Is it Tucker Carlson or Sean Hannity, Laura Ingraham, Mike Savage, Rush Limbaugh, Mark Simone? So many other great patriots who are committed to bringing you the truth. Make no mistake about it. They are on the tech left's hit list. Today, those people are being shadow banned and they're being toyed with. Not like what's going on with Alex Jones, where they literally want to deperson him. Jones, unafraid, goes to Washington and confronts the censors. And his reward? To be banned on Twitter. This is the most important fight that we face. If we cannot win the fight for a vibrant, robust internet, there is no future for the conservative movement. There is no future for American democracy. Donald Trump came along and threw a big chink into the plans of the globalists. This was supposed to be Hillary versus Jeb, and everybody would go away happy but the American people. Now you have a brash, independent billionaire in the White House who takes orders from no one, but who watches InfoWars. Thank you so much. You're on the Alex Jones Show, and we're grateful to have this opportunity to lay out the facts. But I remind you again, they're trying to shut us down. Hit the InfoWars.com store now. God will bless you for it.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Homemakers, groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
You say some of the things I say are despicable. A few things I've said turn out to be wrong, and I'll admit my mistakes. But most of what you brought up when we talked on record and off record in D.C. last week are straw men. It's misrepresentations. Just like they say Trump hates all Mexicans. No, he said a lot of criminals are coming across the border, rapists and murderers. He didn't say they were all rapists and murderers. So, again, it's misrepresentations of what they do.
Absolutely true on the Trump argument, but not true on your argument. I've heard you, Alex. In fact, the reason why we almost got in that fight or that Twitter fight way back when was when you were talking about the inside job that 9/11 was. And I will tell you, I watched the second plane fly into the building. I lost 16 very close friends in that World Trade Center. There is no way in the world that I think my government could be part of a conspiracy that would kill 3,000 Americans. Innocent Americans. It wasn't a wartime. It wasn't on the battlefield. These were innocent Americans going to work. Some of my closest friends died, and that really bothered me.
Eric,
and
but I want to be clear.
I still don't buy this fact that the government looked the other way.
I'm not saying, just like there's rogue groups in the White House and rogue groups in the CIA fighting America that have been caught working with ISIS and Al-Qaeda, and Trump says Obama and Hillary founded ISIS. That's true. John McCain was involved in that. That's what I'm saying. I've been in New York and people say, how dare you say firefighters blew up the tower? I never said that.
I agree with Alex Jones that John McCain was there and did meet with some of the leaders of what would soon to become ISIS. I agree with you. But
Explain to me what proof in the world that you have that our government had somehow information that there was going to be two planes flown into our World Trade Center. You don't have any. I get blamed for every conspiracy theory that some crazy person made up.
I do not agree with you that the U.S. government, someone inside the government, had knowledge of the terror attack prior to the attack.
Oh, really?
Nobody in our government, at least. And I don't think the prior government that could envision flying airplanes into buildings on such a massive scale.
I don't think anybody could have predicted that these people would take an airplane and slam it into the World Trade Center, take another one and slam it into the Pentagon.
But that turns out not to be true. U.S. military planners did envision and practice those very scenarios. As reported by USA Today, the North American Aerospace Defense Command, NORAD, conducted exercises with fighter jets, simulating hijacked planes flown into the World Trade Center in the 2 years before the attack. Pentagon planners also envisioned the attack on the Pentagon 5 months before it happened. According to this April 2001 Pentagon email, Air Force officials wanted a war game, having a terrorist group hijack a commercial airline and fly it into the Pentagon.
And I ask you whether you recall the title of that PDB.
I believe the title was Bin Laden Determined to Attack Inside the United States.
There were elements in our government allied with radical Islam that helped them carry out the attack.
Just like the covering up New Mexico. Alex, you can argue whether or not America deserved it or not. I don't think America deserved it.
I'm saying the left is cheerleading it.
Wasn't your theory, Alex. Your theory was not only did America not deserve it, but the United States government knew about the attack prior to the attack and decided to stand down. A very different theory.
I don't want to spend all our time on 9/11. It's not that I'm running away from it. It's that the media misrepresents what I say about it. I believe Islamic terror and radical Islam is one of the number one threats on the planet, probably number one. I know that there are criminals in our government like Brennan, who reportedly converted to Wahhabism. Obama helped launch the Arab Spring to overthrow our allies in Egypt, you name it. And I think that elements let this happen, like PNAC wrote, to let there be an attack to end up taking our liberties away. And I've got FBI was warned about flight schools. That's CBS News. FBI knew Al-Qaeda pilots were training in the U.S. ordered to stand down. ABC News. State Department lapses aided 9/11 hijackers. Then they had the airlift of evil flying tens of thousands of Al-Qaeda fighters out. Our military was ordered to do it. I don't blame our military. I would say, oh, you hate our military. No, I love our military.
The Bin Laden family was whisked out of the United States by President Bush himself right after the 9/11 attack, and they went back to Saudi Arabia, correct?
That's right.
When you had the World Trade Center go, people were put into planes that were friends, family, girlfriends, and they were put into planes, and they were sent back, for the most part, to Saudi Arabia.
All I'm saying is there is a radical Islamic alliance with the left, and there are people in the government working to protect Islam. They got this imam that's connected to dozens of bombings. After 6 months, he's being released from British prison next week.
You said some things that I agree with. I believe radical Islam is the greatest threat to the United States, our freedom, maybe even the globe. I'll agree with that.
Maybe the left's bigger, though.
Well, I think the left is a different type of threat, and it's a longer term threat where, you know, radical Islam could, you know, kill a lot of people real fast. And the left, it's going to take a while for them to take over and take away our liberties and freedoms.
But I think we can deal with a straight on attack like radical Islam. It's the left creeping around.
I don't like them either. I'm on board with that.
Well, this is video on screen of them saying Building 7 has already fallen. Have you seen that video?
No.
And it's right behind her.
I can't hear her.
Can we play it for you?
What? I'd like to hear her say it's already fallen. And by the way, Alex, anyone could throw a video, the picture behind it, a news person. That could be
well,
a video.
She's saying Building 7 has fallen. They put the story out beforehand.
Now, more on the latest building collapse in New York. You might have heard a few moments ago, I was talking about the Salomon Brothers building collapsing. And indeed it has. Jane, what more can you tell us about the Salomon Brothers building and its collapse?
Well, only really what you already know. Details are very, very sketchy.
We are getting information now that one of the other buildings, Building 7, in the World Trade Center complex is on fire and has either collapsed or is collapsing.
You hear that?
Keep your eye on that building. It'll be coming down soon.
They were not sure they were going to be able to contain the fire. I said, you know, we've had such terrible loss of life. And the smartest thing to do is pull it. And they made that decision to pull. And then we watched the building collapse.
It was almost as if it were a planned implosion. It just pancaked.
Well, pancaking almost like a precision implosion.
reminiscent of those pictures we've all seen too much on television before when a building was deliberately destroyed by well-placed dynamite and knocked it down.
Let's just think about this. Controlled demolitions cannot be engineered and rigged in a day. It takes months. And therefore, this event must have been planned in advance.
Keep your eye on that building as it's coming down.
The building is about to blow up. Hold it back. We are looking back. The building is about to blow up.
Did they actually use the word brought down? And who was it that was telling you this?
The fire department. And they did use the word, we're going to have to bring it down.
And these people heard explosions.
We heard this sound that sounded like a clap of thunder. It looked like there was a shockwave ripping through the building, and the windows all busted out. About a second later, the bottom floor caved out. The building followed after that.
And I turned in time to see what looked like a skyscraper implosion. It looked like it had been done by a demolition crew. The whole thing just collapsing down on itself.
The government says that fire brought it down. However, 1,500 architects and engineers concluded it was a controlled demolition.
Over 6,000 of my fellow service members have given their lives.
And thousands of my fellow first responders are dying.
I'm not a conspiracy theorist.
I'm a structural engineer.
I'm a New York City correction officer.
I'm an Air Force pilot.
I'm a father who lost his son.
We're Americans, and we deserve the truth.
Go to rememberbuilding7.org today.
I was down there. I was down there. One of the only people that weren't military in that area. There may be a handful of us, maybe 200-300 people max, trading oil because we had to stabilize the price of oil during that time. That whole area was unstable. They were worried about more than just Building 7. They were worried about some of the satellite buildings of the world. There were like four or five five-story World Trade Center buildings that were around. They were worried about those falling. The Birx Brothers building, they were concerned that was going to go down too. There was mass fear, confusion going on. That is all land. You're saying it's a, that's all. So you're saying it's a false report. No, it's not a false report. I'm telling you, I don't think that there was a conspiracy to blow up Building 7. For what reason?
Never in the history of a world, never in the history of high-rise skyscrapers has ever a skyscraper ever come down because of fire. And I'm talking massive fire. And you know the reason why? Because fire does not burn by itself hot enough to compromise and melt steel.
I happen to think that they had not only a plane, but they had bombs that exploded almost simultaneously, because I just can't imagine anything being able to go through that wall. To do that kind of destruction is even more than a big plane, because you're talking about taking out the heaviest caliber steel that was used on a building. I mean, these buildings were rock solid.
What we had in the World Trade Center, and I saw myself, was molten lava-like pockets of molten steel. All right, I spent the night on the pile searching for bodies, and I saw that with my own eyes. So who are you going to believe? Are you going to believe a bunch of government bureaucrats or my fellow brothers, which I lost 343 guys that day? And I lost Tommy O'Hagan, Bruce Van Hines, and Kenny Kumpel. And I can never forget that. I think of that before I go to bed. I think about it the first thing in the morning when I wake up. And it's in honor of them and their family that I will continue to do everything I can to make the rest of the world wake up to the fact that this was a false flag operation.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.